Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven in anticipation of his touch this hour? There's a touch from heaven reaching down to us right now. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. We serve a covenant-keeping God. This day has been declared a covenant-healing day. And because we serve a covenant-keeping God, no one having any need of healing will return back home disappointed. Covenant-keeping God, there is no one like you. And Alpha. Lift up your hands and sing it to him now. There is no one. You are Alpha. Covenant keeping God. Covenant. Alpha and Omega, there is no one. Lift up your hands and sing it out. Covenant, there is no one. You are Alpha.
There is no one.
Covenant. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In the precious name of Jesus. Lord, breathe on us today in a unique way. By your word, heal the sick and set free the captives. Lord, through the communion table today, do the unusual in our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. This is our Holy Ghost year. And the Holy Ghost year connotes our wonder year. The people around you will wonder at you this year. Amen. Because God is turning things around in your life finally. Amen. We continue in our series of teachings on unlocking the supernatural. Unlocking the supernatural. You are loaded with it, but how do you release it? How do you manifest it? How do you experience the reality of the supernatural? Every provision of scriptures answers to faith. Say with me, faith. Every provision of scriptures answers to faith. Luke 1:45, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were spoken to her from the Lord. God has spoken it, but it will only be performed when you believe it. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Hebrews 4:2, the gospel preached to us was what preached to them, but it did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that had it. So every provision of scriptures answers to faith. What you believe from the word is what you are empowered to become. You are not qualified or permitted to experience what you don't believe. It is your faith that sets the pace for your experience. What you do only becomes profitable when you believe it. We are all touching you, but they are drawing nothing. But somebody was touching with faith and drawing everything. He came unto his own received him not, but as many as received him, he gave power to become, even as many as believe on his name. So when you believe, you are empowered to become what the word says. So everything in the kingdom answers to the command of faith. Everything in the kingdom answers to the command of faith. In fact, Jesus said, it is to you according to your faith. So your faith is what defines your portion. Your portion is not defined by circumstances or situations or by the devils. Your portion and my portion is defined by my faith. Matthew 9 verse 29. So every provision in the kingdom is delivered at the command of faith. At the command of faith. At the command of faith. You can take the whole of this plate. They can give you one whole tray of the communion. And one whole sachet of the bread. And it will just be like cabin biscuit and coke. It will not add any value to you because it is not just the bread and the blood that does the job, but the faith that releases the virtues in them. Yes, oh, we are doing the same thing. Why are we not seeing the same thing? We are not believing the same thing. You don't see what you do. You do, you see what you believe. That is, believing it is what makes what you do to produce, not just doing it. Many people believe that Jesus came to redeem our soul, or to redeem us, our soul, and get us saved. And so any other thing to them is not part of the package. But there are things that accompany salvation. Come and say things that accompany salvation. There are things that accompany salvations, just like there are things that accompany the fall. After the fall, you shall surely die. So he died spiritually, but certain things came as evidences of that death, which includes nakedness, it includes fear, it includes sicknesses and diseases. They were not there before the fall. Those are the things that accompany the fall. So there are things that accompany salvation. And among them is the healing of your body. Therefore, beginning from today, I release you as a health wonder to your world. Amen. I release you as a health wonder to your world. Amen. I release you as a health wonder to your world. Amen. We recognize from scriptures that redemption is not limited to the salvation of your spirit. It covers the redemption of your soul, which is your intellect, your will, and your emotions, and then your body. The Bible says Jesus is the Savior of our body. Ephesians 5:23. Because by his stripes we were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. So he is the savior of our body. 1 Corinthians 6:20, the Bible says, we have been bought with a price, therefore we should glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are the Lord's. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says that the Lord will sanctify us wholly, body, soul, and spirit, makes us whole. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So God's grand plan is to make us whole, body, soul, and spirit, thereby preserving us blameless. Blameless. Our body must not have blames on it. That means there's a total health package for us in redemption, which includes wholeness of the body, wholeness of the soul, and wholeness of the spirit. And I want us to recognize this, that wholeness of the spirit guarantees wholeness of the soul and of the body. Before the spirit of man was broken, he was a super healthy soul. He was operating at God's own frequency intellectually. He was as sound as stone. There was no provision for his health or healing. He was created a healthy being. When he crashed spiritually, then he began to crash intellectually, emotionally. He began to crash also physically. So this three-dimensional being of man requires the wholeness touch of Jesus. And one mystery that deals with the three most effectively, according to scriptures, is the mystery of the communion table. We understand from scriptures that Jesus is the great physician that Jeremiah spoke about. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of those of my people recovered? We have the physician, his name is Jesus. Chapter 9 of Matthew, verse 13, he said, they that are whole do not need the physicians, but they that are sick. Verse 13 said, therefore go ye and learn what this meaneth. I am come. I am the physician you are waiting for. They were bothered that he was eating with sinners and publicans, and he began to explain to them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that means. I'm telling you a mystery. I'm the physician the world is waiting for. I'm come. I've come. I'm the physician. I'm come. I'm come. So Jesus is the great physician of Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 22. Can I say this to you? He does not only heal with his drugs. He has drugs. But he heals with his words. So as the word is going on now, healing is taking place right now. Somebody testified he had lump in the breast for years. And as the word was going on in the second service, it dropped off the body. And an insect came out of her. Right? Why the word was going on? 2002, a man came in here from Cameroon at the terminal end of HIV/AIDS. And as the word was going on, sitting down somewhere there, the flesh was vibrating. The power in the word was vibrating the flesh. We had a communion service that day, and after the communion, she went for test. They were not willing to test him. He was HIV personified. He was a walking corpse. Everything smells death around him. But he insisted. They tested him HIV negative. 2004, I met him. 2008, I met him. He's now a preacher of the gospel, buoyant, vital, robust, and healthy. Jesus took care of it. By the word, the healing word is going on. Your healing is coming down now. The Bible says, speak the word only. Matthew chapter 8 verse 8. And my servant will be made whole. And the servant was made whole the self same hour. Jesus spoke the word. Distance was no barrier. and the servant of that man was made whole. Verse 13, was made whole. That self-same hour. That's what makes him the great physician. Why he's speaking to you, he's healing you. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Why he's speaking to you, he's healing you. His words are healing words. He sent his word and it healed them, and the word delivered them out of all their destructions. Why he's speaking to you, he's healing you. He sent his word and it healed them. Psalm 107 and verse 20. And delivered them out of all their destructions. He sent his word and it healed them. His words are healing words. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. Jesus was teaching and the power of God was present through his words to heal them. Luke 5 verse 17. Somebody's getting healed right now. There is healing virtue in his word. I met a family years ago in Jaws, and this woman was said not to have uterus at NIPS, the international policy of study something in Kuru. And then they've gone around the world and there was no solution. And I shared with them from John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come to replace whatever the thief has stolen and to replace it in the most perfect form. Do you believe? I said, yeah. And I saw faith in their face. Men of the spirit can see where you believe. They can see where you are just present. They can see when you believe. I saw faith on their faces. And I said, now it's done in the name of Jesus. She became pregnant. Uterus or no uterus. 9 months later, she gave birth to a bouncing baby boy. So it's a brand new uterus. Highly elastic. Highly elastic. I mean, God's word is supernaturally creative. Somebody's tapping to a creative miracle now. Whatever the devil has stolen from your body, I command supernatural restoration now. Somebody's body is adjusting right now. Somebody's body is adjusting right now. Today we have had 2 testimonies of spinal injury. Right? Jesus wiped it off. I don't care what you came with. As the Lord liveth, who sent me to wipe away the tears of men and women in my generation and to rescue them from all the oppressions of the devil. And sickness is a capital oppression of the devil. Jesus went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. Fever is an oppression. Backache is an oppression. I mean, heart disease is an oppression. Kidney failure is an oppression. Liver problem is an oppression. High blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, they are all oppressions. I command everyone under every oppression of the devil, be free in the name of Jesus. He already paid the price for your total health. He said, you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:20. And in your spirit, which are God's. Which are God's. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let's now examine the 3-dimensional healing virtue in the communion. How it imparts on your body, your soul, and your spirit, and makes you totally whole. And we read from that powerful scripture in John chapter 6. This is where Jesus unveiled the mystery of the flesh and the blood for the wholeness of man. It was such a hard saying in his days. Now, verse 48. I am that bread of life. I like it underlined, the word that. Whatever you have seen work out by bread in scriptures. I am that bread of life. I will rain bread from heaven for you. I am that bread of life. Bring me a meal. And as they cast the meal into the pot, there was no more harm. I am that bread of life. Then he went on to tell us how much this bread is worth. He said, your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. I am that bread of life. And the bread that I am talking about is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. It will generate life anywhere in the world. There are no geographical boundaries or limitations. It is the life for all humanity. And they say, what are we hearing? How can this man give us his flesh? He must be a witch. Jesus said, verily, verily, are you deaf? I say unto you, that except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Follow up with that scripture. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. That means there's a particular kind of life that flesh and that cup offers. Then he went on in the next verse. He said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life. No longer human life. Eternal life. In exchange for human limited life. Whosoever eateth my flesh and hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. That means inside that flesh and that blood lies access to another kind of life. They call it eternal life. Call it heavenly life. What do I call it? Call it heavenly life. Heaven on earth kind of lifestyle. There is no sickness in heaven. There is no disease in heaven. There is no heart failure in heaven. There is no neuros challenges in heaven. There is no liver problem. There is no high blood pressure. There is no leukemia. There is no cancer. There is no deafness. There is no blindness. Eternal life is immune to every sickness and disease. Therefore, from this communion table today, whatever has been humiliating your body, I curse them from the roots. Hath eternal life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Has eternal life, and I will raise him up the last day. This is crucial. And then he went on and said, as the living Father, verse 57, has sent me, and I live by the Father. Now look at what he said in verse 56. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Say with me, ultimate drug. That is God's ultimate prescription for man's total health. That is what he satisfies our mouth with, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. I was in a meeting recently, and one of those elders said to me, He said, you just showed up this morning like a schoolboy. I said, you are right. I'm not an old man, I'm a schoolboy. I just showed up this morning as a schoolboy. So that your days are renewed like the eagles. Can I tell you this? I've been here for 30 years, to be 30 years in May. I have not dropped 1 ounce of energy. If I give you a knock now, and you compare with the knock that I used to give then, you'll find out it's the same energy. Or can I try it, Elliot? Amen. And I bet all the devils in hell, 40 years after we saying, 40 years ago, you brought me into this labor factory. I'd kept minimum 16 hours of work daily. Now it has jumped up. And I'm enjoying it. I was still roaming around in my room today. Labaria tekaria bashanga baluteze nopala. And I said, what time is it? 2:45. Eripo shaglaria balakados. Nezaza ploria ke nopolotias. Nezuzia le shangala baradoza. I will praise you, Lord, with everything. I will praise you, Lord, this promise I made. Surely eternity end. Even then, I will praise you, Lord. The works of thy hand, they magnify thee. The angels in heaven, they sing your praise. And all the saints together sing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name. Now they are coming. Naru shaga balaku ratusa. They're coming. They're coming. Satan, I command you, off your hand, everyone ordained to be in the service today, clear of the way. No accident, no mishap. Everybody's coming in safely. That's it. And then, now I am in the first service here. Because there is nothing wrong in my body. God has this package for you. All it takes is your faith. And when you are hearing this, dive into it. When you are 80, Peter, you still be bouncing. Fred, when you are 90, you still be smiling. You still be attending services. You still be ministering the word. That's God's plan for you. Therefore, every weakness in your body is caused finally today. Thank you, Jesus. Bread is meat indeed and drink indeed. And he went on and said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. And as the living Father has sent me and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live like by me. That means I live like the Father. So everyone that eats me will live like me. Now, is that situation like Jesus? If not, let there be a reaction. Let there be a reaction this morning. This is one mystery that empowers you to live like Jesus. Does Jesus have headache? Chest pain? Back pain? Spinal injury? Organic failures? Whatever is not like Jesus in anybody's life, today, by this communion, they are swallowed up in victory forever. Quickly, then, we're running out of time. What is the worth of this communion table? Jesus interpreted this John chapter 6 in Matthew 26 verse 26. Let's do that quickly. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave to his disciples and said, take it. This is my body. That's what I was saying, that they were angry. This is my body. After the same manner, he took the cup. And after he had supped, he blessed and gave it to them and said, drink ye all of it. And verse 28, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Now he took from the table where they were eating natural bread. And after blessing it, he said, this is my body. Then he took the natural drink they were drinking and he said, this is my blood. So that explains John chapter 6, 48 to 58. That explains what that is all about. So this table is what is blessed to become that flesh and that blood. And Jesus appeared to Paul. He said, and last of all, he was seen by me. And among the revelations of Christ to Paul was the revelation of the mystery of the communion. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 30. And he stated exactly what happened in Matthew 26, verse 26 to 28. And he said, for I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto thee, that the Lord, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he has broken it, he blessed it, he gave it to them and said, this is my flesh. He took the cup, he said, this is my blood. And then he said in verse 26, he said, as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show. So it always leaves you with something to show. Ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. Not for some time, till he comes. You are a demonstration of the reality of the price he paid. He makes you a showpiece of divine health. Ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. And he said in verse 29, for some drank, if he that eateth and drinketh this cup unworthily, eateth and drinketh unto damnation of himself. He eats and drinks unto his own damnation. He said, for this reason, some are weak. Verse 30, and sickly among you are many sleep. That word is not siesta, it means death. Why is he saying that? This mystery is ordained for strength, for health, and for longevity. And I decree today, every weakness in anyone's body is converted to divine strength. Yeah. Every sickness in anyone's system is swallowed up in victory. Yeah. And everyone appointed to death, today is declared your day of deliverance. So inside the bread lies our physical wholeness. That is, talk about strength, talk about health. That talks about health and vitality. Health, vitality with longevity to match. Health, vitality, and longevity lies inside this bread. No wonder they call it meat indeed. Meat indeed. Now think of it. Jesus appeared to the disciples after his resurrection and he took bread and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened and they knew him. That is the wholeness of the soul. Man is made up of spirit, soul, and body. The soul comprises of your will, your intellect, and your emotions. So Jesus gave them the bread, and their soul opened up. That disease holding them not to see was cured. So I decree today, wholeness of your soul. Wholeness of your soul. Beginning from now, your system will be operating at God's own frequency. You know, the Bible said, who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? He said, but we have the mind of Christ. What do we have? Come on, let me hear you say it. So when we take his flesh, we share his mind. So there's a mind transplant here this morning. I said, there's a mind transplant here this morning. Amazing army of inventors and creators are rising from this morning's service. It will be said of you from henceforth, as smart as an angel. 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 Thank you, Father. That's in Luke 24, verse 30 and 31, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. We have the mind of Christ. And the communion is one of the mysteries that allows us access into that realm of operating at the frequency of the mind of Christ. And you know, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding has established the heavens. Oh Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou done made them all. The earth is also full of thy riches. Psalm 104, verse 24. Can I tell you this? There is coming a wave of divine wisdom visitation upon the church. The kind that the world has never known before. Can I hear you say amen? Amen. So we enjoy the spiritual transplant of the mind of Christ. Amen. At the communion table. And their eyes were open and they knew him. Their eyes were open and they knew him. The Bible said the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious God of Christ, the image of God, should shine unto them. He's blinded their minds. 2 Corinthians 4:4. The devil is blocking your mind because your mind is the access to your life. Your mind is the gateway to your life. So it's blocking your mind from accessing the light. So it can keep you grounded. Because when you access the light, you take a flight. Access to the light equals a flight. He said, arise and shine, because your light is come. And who are these that fly as a cloud? Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and verse 8. When you access the light, you are empowered to undertake a flight. When you access the light from heaven, so the devil wants to block you. And today, by the power of the mystery in the bread, I command a divine mind transplant for you. Yeah. Whatever devil cannot block the mind of Christ will not succeed to block your mind anymore. Yeah. You know, the Bible says, as far as your eyes can see, shall be given to you. So he blocks you from seeing any father. Stop here, this is enough. You can feed your father, feed your mother, feed your wife and children. Enough. You are the one God said, we clothe the naked. You are the one God said, in thee shall all the families, not your locality, not your village, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. He didn't want you to see that. He wanted to see that at a survival level. What you call prosperity in most cases is mere survival. That's not prosperity. He said, in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Come on now. I curse every devil blocking your access. There is nothing special about anybody. It is their access to light that makes the difference. There is nothing special about anybody. He said, as far as your eyes can see, unto you will I give it. I saw 50,000 people gather years ago when it was impossible to imagine. I saw it. When your spirit man is empowered, it illuminates your mind, and your mind is upgraded, and you're operating in another world, in another world. I was saying things that others were wondering, is this man mad? I was off their frequency, off. Off. But I tell you, man, I've been taking communion daily since 1977 when I caught the light. Raw bread, raw drink. Jesus, this is your flesh. Boom. Jesus, this is your blood. Boom. It was empowering my mind. I was operating in another world. I was not thinking their thoughts. So if I'm saying, listen to me, it doesn't have to be white to be right. You find me saying, you are not poor because you are black. You are poor because you are blind. You find me saying, God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, including Nigeria. By this encounter today, God is turning you to a first-class citizen of the earth. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? Come on, say, my mind is made whole. Say it and believe it. And then, of course, what is in the blood? The blood is God's drug for the wholeness of your spirit. The bread makes whole your body and your soul. And the blood makes whole your spirit. Very simple thing. That is the cure for sin. That is the cure for corruption. Remember, we read it there in verse 28 of Matthew 26. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for the remission of the sins of the world. Now you go to chapter 9 of Hebrews, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ purge your consciences from dead works to serve the living God? Now, you remember also in Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21, very graphic picture of the power of the blood in empowering your spirit man to live above the forces of corruption in the world. He said, but God is, in verse 20, said, now the God of peace that brought again Christ our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, he said, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work. So it is the blood of the everlasting covenant that makes us perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing to God. It works in us. What helps us to please God through Jesus Christ? Can I hear your amen? Amen. Therefore, by the power of the blood in this communion, whatever is not allowing you to please God is purged in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody believe that. Let me hear your loudest amen. That's how the communion makes whole your body, your soul, and your spirit. The bread takes care of your body and your soul, and the blood takes care of your spirit man. So you are made totally whole. Two graphic pictures of the bread. We saw it in 2 Kings chapter 4, 39 to 41, how that the sons of the prophet went to collect some vegetables, and they collected some wild one. And while they boiled it, finished, and they tasted it, it was poisonous. And they say, alas, master, there is death in the pot. He said, bring me a meal. Bring me a meal. There's one leftover bread somewhere there. Bring it here. And they cast the bread into the pot. And he said, now serve the table again. And they served the table, and there was no more harm. So that bread is what neutralizes the poisons in your body. As you take this bread today, every poison in your body, every poison in your blood, every poison in any organ of your body, I command them swallowed up in the name of Jesus. I grew up in a village and there are a lot of local sciences, local experiments that take place. When you oversalt soup, you get very clean charcoal and put inside. The charcoal swallows the salt from the soup and helps to neutralize it. Well, you may not know that in your chemistry laboratory because you don't know it. You don't know it. I give that to you for free. You cannot do a research and then I say they give you PhD. No. That PhD was already established in the village before you went to the lab. It swallows up the excess salt from your soup. So when the blood comes in, when you take the bread, it swallows up excess sugar. It swallows up sickle cell anemia. It swallows up AIDS virus. Whatever is unwanted in the body, it swallows it up. So whatever is tormenting you is swallowed up in victory today. Another graphic picture that helps you to appreciate the power of the blood, the bread, is the rod of Aaron that swallowed up the rod of the magicians. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 11, they put down the rod and then the magicians also did it, and the rod of Aaron swallowed up their rod. So whatever the enemy has planted in your body, and there are many wicked plantings today. Most of the things we call diseases are plantings of the devil. How many know that people have excreted all kinds of things in this church, including serpent? How many understand that? Including live fish. How many understand that? There are plantings of the devil that it takes the power of God to flush them out. There is no hospital where they can trace it. This young man was pining away. His bones was taken out of his body. And nobody knew what was happening. And when the power of the blood came, he excreted a live fish into the toilet. Pro, 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 pro. And his health was restored. One of my little ones, one of my relations, was afflicted by a disease. We can't tell how it came. But he was forced to eat in a dream and came out of it. And went into that kind of stress and strain that we could not understand. And one day she came to me and said, I don't know what is, sir. I said, now in the name of Jesus, who sent me, you are free. Well, 3 days after, she excreted a broken glass. Broken glass. There is no way to enter the mouth of a man naturally. It came out of her and the plague ceased. Can I tell you this? Whatever the enemy may have planted in your body, into your life, tormenting you, it's coming to a final end today. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, I show you this picture. Jesus is the Lamb of God without stain, without blemish. How many agree with that? He knew no sin. He said, which of you convinced me of sin? He is the righteousness of God. So, his blood represents the whitest blood, if there's any blood like that. Whitest blood. So, when you take his blood, you are taking in white blood corpuscles, which are the soldiers of the body. And they go into your system to swallow up, to engulf and choke whatever does not belong. Every antibody, the things that are not adding value to your body, he goes in there to swallow them up. You know, the white blood corpuscles are the soldiers of the body. They are your defense. They are your resistances. They are your defense in the battles within the system. So when you take the white blood of Jesus, it goes in to fight what is fighting you and set you free. Can I say this to you? Everybody is walking free from here today. That young man said, he blocked the deaf ear, he blocked the ear that is open, and told the deaf one, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And deafness said, I hear, and disappear. Whatever has not heard you till now, must hear you now. He said, did you hear that? Did you hear that testimony or not? Did you hear? Deafness disappeared. Can I say this to you? Every time you hear a prophetic word, what do? Dive into it. You hear a prophetic word, what do? Dive into it. Now a prophetic word has come that God is a covenant-keeping God. This table is ordained by covenant for your strength. Come and say, my strength is restored. For your health, say, my health is restored. And for your longevity, say, my longevity is restored. So anyone appointed to death, that appointment is canceled by the blood. You have heard the healing word. Now it's time to take the healing drug. Many have been healed already. Everybody else will be perfected now. Remember, every provision in the kingdom answers to the command of faith. It's not the drinking of the cup. It's not the eating of the flesh. It is the faith that is involved in it that determines what it delivers to you. Lift up your hands and express your faith right now. I've had the healing word. I believe it. And I'm now about to take the healing drug. I receive it. The healing drug that is going to make whole my body, my soul, and my spirit. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Stewards, please rush in now quickly. Right now, listen. Faith delivers on expectation. Delivers on what? Because faith is the evidence, is the substance of things expected. The evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things expected. So expect instant healing. I mean, the symptoms will be dropping off your body right there. Expect instant deliverance. That moving object will cease on the spot. Therefore, as you take this communion, do it with expectant faith. Expectant faith. Not religious faith. Something that will happen tomorrow. Expectant faith. What is happening right now? Hallelujah. Get seated now as we take this communion. This table is blessed and is declared the flesh and the blood of Jesus. While we take this, take it, pray. Return after taking it, prophesying, is the dawning of a new day. Come on now. Everybody's taking it, rejoicing, expecting, and manifesting the glory of God. After taking it, you notice, you experience the dropping, the instant healing. Just run down in front here, and we take two or three testimonies.
I receive my miracle today. I receive my miracle today. I will never go away until I'm dead. I receive my miracle today.
I receive my miracle today. He's the healing God. He's the healing God. Oh, God of miracles. God of miracles. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Set free your brain from every oppression, from every harassment of hell.
Somebody has received the unique touch of Jesus. Run down in front now. You came out with something and it's no longer there in your body. Just rush down here quickly now and we take that testimony. Jesus is Lord. He's always in the midst of his people, working wonders in the midst of the earth. Celebrate Jesus, everybody. Lift up your two hands and celebrate him. Hallelujah. He's never left himself without a witness. Somebody's deliverance has just taken place. Lift up those hands and celebrate Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Whatever came with you into this service that is not planted by God, and no sickness is planted by God, haven't taken the ultimate drug, it is declared over forever. Jesus told them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Therefore, as you depart from here, you are made whole of whatsoever disease came along with you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come. Hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Ota,